Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Amen? And you can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, at this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Help his fellow man. Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray, to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. 'Cause you're the only Jesus some will ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever need. So let them see in you the one in whom is all. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like. He looks like you.
Which means the living God. Elohim Shalim, you are the source of my life. Every breath I take, each morning that I awake. These are from you, the living God. Your life extends into mine, giving me the opportunity to experience your creation. Forgive me for the times I don't seem to value the life you have given to me. Forgive me for making poor eating choices or not sleeping as much as I should. Forgive me for not treasuring and taking care of the gift of life you have given to me. You are the living God, and you are intimately involved in all that I do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. To God be the glory.
All the praise belongs to you.
Amen. Living God, thank you for being active and engaged in my everyday life. You are not a God who sits far off, removed and distant, having no say in what happens to me. Just as you drove out the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, Perizzites, Jerusites, Amorites, and Jebusites from before the Israelites, you are alive and moving in the situation of my life as well. Thank you for your interest, care, concern, and loving participation in me, through me, and around me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. Belongs to him in the fullness of his blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, as far as the eye can see. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true. And he's coming in the clouds.
Restore our souls brand new.
All to the glory
just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God.
Trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God. You can't hurry.
Amen. Praise be to God. Gonna wait until my change comes. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, The Gift of Peace. Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this devotional message is coming from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. And it says, the steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you. Amen. Praise be to God. Now, some people have lived in a state of stress for so long, they cannot remember what it's like to have God's peace. Feeling of anxiety permeate their thoughts, and they cannot conceive how they will make it through from day to day. However, this was never the way the Lord intended for us to live. Peace is a gift that God gives each one of us, a fruit of his spirit that he wants to characterize our lives. Galatians 5:22-23. Because of this, the tranquility we feel, or lack of it, acts as God's umpire in us. When we have a true sense of calm within, we know that we're in the center of his will. If there is a lack of peacefulness, something is wrong. Therefore, if you're feeling stressed and unsettled today, stop and ask God to reveal what's going on and give your burdens to him. Philippians 4:6-7. He may lead you to take a step of faith, comfort you in your sorrow, call you to be courageous in your troubles, or to surrender your cares to him. Psalms 55:22. And when you do, the tranquility will follow. So regardless of what you face, allow his abiding presence to give you peace. Amen. Praise be to God. Lord, I need you, Lord. I cast my cares on you. Please be my peace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. Praise be to God. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own associate pastor, Kathy Dubose, from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. Great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Gives strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, say my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
My God
is awesome.
Come on and testify.
giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Dear Heavenly Father, when I am troubled, you heal me. When I am afraid, you protect me. When I am discouraged, you lift me up. You are my unending source of strength, Lord. Let me turn to you when I am weak in times of adversity. Let me trust your plan and your will for my life. And whatever my circumstances, Lord, let me always give the thanks and the glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We get a little restless, storm starts, and get a little worn out. that far. I ain't made for rivalry. I can never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am strong, but it's your love that brings me home.
That's what we call you. You were born in a manger.
Born,
but on a tree.
Died to save.
Amen. Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you. Lord, give me the wisdom to be a good listener. Help me to listen carefully to my family, to my friends, and most importantly, to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Dear Lord, Your love is eternal, and your laws are everlasting. When I obey your commandments, I am blessed. Today I invite you to reign over every corner of my heart. I will have faith in you, Father. I will sense your presence. I will accept your love. I will trust your will, and I will praise you for the Savior of my life. In your Son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening, and we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection. Amen. Praise God.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations, but there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, say help to save your feet. Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs.
Friends and family, they can walk away.
But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day.
He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say.
My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. I'm just a dumb, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
praise God. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry. And I normally give our speakers 15 minutes grace. And at this time, I will play another selection. Amen.
Yo, Rob, what's up, dog? Yo, man, I heard, man, they were telling me that you ain't rolling with us. What's up with that? Listen, man, I'm over here, man. I got a C, man. Let's do this. Let's do this, bro. What up? Rob, are you there?
Oh,
Praise be to God.
Come all ye broken. Come all ye broken. Come all ye broken. Burdens you carry, I want to save you from the weight of the world. My child, why do you tarry? Bring me the things that bind up your soul. For my yoke is easy, the burdens I give are light. Come on, come all ye faint of heart, come all ye weary souls, and find your rest in me. Leave the cares of this world far behind. Keep your feet on the narrow road. Though the path on this journey is winding, fear not the way I will show. For my word is a lamp unto your step. My name is alive. Come on, ye broken. My word is a lamp to your step. My word is a lamp. My name is alive. Come all ye broken. Come all ye faint of heart. Come all ye weary souls, and find your
be to God. Unfortunately, our speaker will not be with us this evening, so I am going to bring a word from the Lord. So I will play a selection, and after this selection, I will come back with what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
I want you to open up your heart and let God's Spirit come in. Come on, saints. Pray.
Oh,
good God.
Holy as you are holy.
For truly God
we sing hallelujah, hallelujah. While asking for forgiveness.
Let you shall be holy.
Amen. Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this evening is coming from Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 through 27. Amen? And it says, this chapter verses have to do with Paul's work for the church. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen? Where it says, I am glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am participating in the suffering of Christ that continues for his body, the church. God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people. For God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too, and this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing his glory. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. So Paul's statement, I am participating in the suffering of Christ that continues for his body, the church, may mean that suffering is unavoidable in bringing the good news of Christ to the world. When we suffer, Christ feels it with us. But this suffering can be endured joyfully because it changes lives and brings people into God's kingdom. And you can read that in 1 Peter 4, 1 and 2. 12 through 19. Amen. So the false teachers. Oh, thank you. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. So Christianity is wonderful news about a Christ who came and died for our sins. He then arose from the dead, triumphant over death and the grave, and brought to light the reality of eternal life and the gift of immortality. 2 Timothy 1, 8 through 10. The living Christ came during his earthly life to the Jewish people. Many of them rejected him, but to those who did receive him, he gave the privilege of becoming children of God. Turn with me to John chapter 1, and we are going to read verses 11 through 13. That's John chapter 11, verses 11 through 13. Amen. 1. Praise God. And it says, he came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believe him and accept him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. Amen. He came to live in the hearts and lives of those who receive him by faith, Galatians 2 and 20, Ephesians 3 and 17. The presence of the indwelling Christ is the basis for our hope of experiencing God's full plan for our lives, Colossians 1 and 27. Affirming the fact of the presence of the living Christ, a songwriter has said very beautifully, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ was based on the solid evidence of his repeated appearance to his apostles and other followers during the day after his resurrection and preceding his ascension. He appeared to Mary Magdalene and to the other women with her. He walked with two of his followers on the road to Emmaus. He appeared to the Apostle Peter. He appeared in the upper room when Thomas was absent. A week later, he appeared again when Thomas was present. He appeared and talked with seven by the sea. He appeared to 11 on the mount in Galilee and gave voice to the Great Commission. He appeared to over 500 at one time. He appeared to James as the glorified living Christ. He appeared on the road to Damascus when Saul was converted. The very existence of the church can be ascribed to the unwavering faith of 11 men who marched throughout their world affirming that Jesus Christ was alive. Millions today would join the songwriter and say, you ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. My text for this evening is coming from Galatians 2 and 20 in the RSV, where it says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Praise be to God. My title for this evening, Christ Lives Within My Heart. Heavenly Father, we bow our hearts before you tonight to acknowledge you as our sovereign creator, Lord and Redeemer. We come acknowledging you as the giver of every good and perfect gift. We thank you for life, for love, and for hope. We thank you for your forgiveness and for the gift of new life. We thank you for the privilege of worshiping you with our material substance. Accept it as an expression of the gratitude of our hearts. Bless it to the end that others shall experience your love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Acts. Excuse me 1 minute. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Acts. We have quite a few scriptures that I would like to read this evening. Amen. So we're going to go to Acts chapter 8. Praise God. Acts chapter 8. And we're going to read verses 26 through 40. And it says, this is where Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Kadaik, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning, seated in his carriage. He was reading out aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and walk along beside the carriage. Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, do you understand what you are reading? The man replied, how can I? Unless someone instructs me. And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of scripture he had been reading was this. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shears, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else? So beginning with this same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized? He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again. but went on his way rejoicing. And meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the town of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. Praise be to God. The next scripture reading is Acts chapter 10, and we're going to read verses 19 through 48. Amen. Chapter 10, verses 19 through 48. And it says, and this is Peter visiting Cornelius. Amen. Meanwhile, as Peter was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, "Three men have come looking for you. Get up. Go downstairs and go with them without hesitation. Don't worry, for I have sent them." So Peter went down and said, "I'm the man you are looking for. Why have you come?" They said, "We were sent by Cornelius, a Roman officer. He is a devout and God-fearing man, well respected by all the Jews. A holy angel instructed him to summon you to his house so that he can hear your message." So Peter invited the men to stay for the night. The next day he went with them, accompanied by some of the brothers from Joppa. They arrived in Caesarea the following day. Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered his home, Cornelius fell at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter pulled him up and said, "Stand up. I am a human being just like you." So they talked together and went inside, where many others were assembled. Peter told them, "You know it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean. So I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. Now tell me why you sent for me." Cornelius replied, "4 days ago, I was praying in my house about this same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in dazzling clothes was standing in front of me. He told me, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your gifts to the poor have been noticed by God. Now send messengers to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying in the home of Simon, a tanner, who lives near the seashore. So I sent for you at once, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here, waiting before God to hear the message the Lord has given you." Then Peter, the Gentiles hear the good news. Then Peter replied, "I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. This is the message of good news for the people of Israel, and that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ. Who is Lord of all? You know what happened throughout Judah, beginning in Galilee. After John began preaching his message of baptism, and you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we apostles are witnesses of all he did throughout Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him to life on the third day. Then God allowed him to appear. Amen. Praise be to God. So the living Christ, by means of his Spirit, is in the world seeking to save people from sin. The living Christ comes to live in the believer. In Galatians 2 and 20, Ephesians 3 and 17, Colossians 1 and 27. The living Christ enters the heart of the believer through faith. It is through faith that the living Christ dwells within. The living Christ lives in our hearts today. He lives within as the forgiver of sin. He lives within as the giver of life. He lives within as the disturber and rebuker of evil. He lives within as a trustworthy leader. He lives within as an adequate source of energy. He lives within as a conqueror of death. Praise be to God. It is impossible to separate the living Christ from the indwelling Holy Spirit. What Christ came to accomplish, the Holy Spirit works continuously to achieve. John 14, 16 through 28. The living Christ wants to live in your heart. The living Christ can bring to you the peace of knowing that your sins have been forgiven. The living Christ gives you the joy of being alive with an eternal life. The living Christ wants to live within to assure you that divine help will be available when it is needed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And my conclusion is, Jesus Christ must not be thought of as limited to the time of his physical and visible manifestation in the long ago. In his ascension, our Lord stepped behind a curtain where he is no longer visible to us in physical form, but in the Holy Spirit, he comes to be everywhere, present at all times. The living Christ wants to forgive your sins today and bestow upon you the gift of eternal life. He will become real to you today if by faith you will invite him to come in, and if you mean it with all of your heart. Revelation 3:20. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the body of Christ. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into a good Bible teaching church. To further your walk with Christ. Amen. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24:25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And praise be to God. And we want to keep our associate pastor, Kathy Dubose, lifted up in prayer. Father God, as we come to a closing of this part of our program for this evening, we ask that you bless each and every one that listened to this program this evening to the sound of my voice. Lord God, we thank you for life. We thank you for strength. We thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right minds, divine healing in our bodies, Lord God. We ask that you touch all who needs to be touched this evening, Lord God. Touch, heal those who need a healing, Lord God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. We ask that you take your loving arms and wrap around Pastor Kathy this evening, Lord God, and comfort her from the loss of her son, Lord God. Guide her in the way that you would have her to go, Lord God. Let your will be done in her life and each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Go down by the hospitals and nursing homes, Lord God. Someone is calling upon your name, Lord God. Someone needs a healing. Someone needs comforting, Lord God. Someone has pain, Lord God. We ask that to touch each and every one in your own special way, Lord God. Let your will be done in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Bless, pray one for another, Lord God. Bless House of the Lord Online Ministry, Lord God. Bless House of Manessa Christian Ministry, Lord God. Bless our fivefold, Lord God. Bless each and every one. Bless their homes. Bless their family. Bless their children, Lord God. Bless their finances. Bless all of our listeners that are listening this evening and those that listen periodically, Lord God. Bless them. Bless their families. Bless their home. Bless their finances, Lord God. Let your will be done in everyone's life, Lord God. We ask for peace upon this world, Lord God. Peace for the Ukraine, peace for Russia, Lord God, peace for the world, Lord God, and touch each and every one, Lord God. Bless those in authority, Lord God. Touch their hearts, Lord God, that they would do the right thing for the people and for the country, Lord God. Let your will be done in everything, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us to guide us in the way that you would have us to go, Lord God. Now, Lord God, as we're coming to a closing, we ask that you bless each and every one this evening. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I just want to remind each and every one of our listeners this evening that God, Christ, lives within our hearts. Let him in. Won't you open up your heart and let him in and allow him to guide you in the way that he would have you to go. We love you. We thank you for another Pray One for Another episode. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Shalom and good night.
Savior, he reigns forever. thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.